Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver, unless I'm fasting for 36 hours. Because that resets your whole, everything. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Like and subscribe.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Jay-Z had no idea that Nicki Minaj would become his biggest op. But will her beef with Jay cost her everything?
Nicki Minaj is back on X, and she's coming for Jay-Z.
Jay-Z has become one of the most powerful men in the entertainment industry. With a billion-dollar portfolio that spans music, movies, and sports, his ruthless business acumen has turned him into the ultimate kingpin of the rap game. But lately, there's been one artist who's been absolutely obsessed with taking down Jay once and for all, and that's the so-called queen of rap, Nicki Minaj. But will Nicki's quest to expose Jay jeopardize everything? That's why we're doing a breakdown of every single time Nicki Minaj warned the world about Jay-Z. How did Nicki and Jay go from being business partners to enemies? Why is Nicki accusing Jay of trying to destroy Lil Wayne's legacy? And is it true that Jay's company, Roc Nation, is actively trying to sabotage Nicki Minaj's marriage? We've even done a deep dive into one of the biggest power players in Roc Nation and Nicki's accusation that Jay-Z's right-hand woman actually has a disturbing dark side. What's the secret history of Roc Nation's CEO, and what does it say about Jay-Z's power over the music industry? Finally, we're gonna analyze how the whole world is reacting to Nicki and Jay's fallout, including the allegations that Jay might have fathered a secret child. Will Nicki's war do permanent damage to Jay-Z's legacy?
Jay-Z is almost like a person in hip-hop that you don't even really think he exists until you meet him.
Back in the day, Jay-Z and Nicki Minaj actually used to be business partners. Both rappers have long-standing New York ties. While Sean Jay-Z Carter was born and raised in Brooklyn's notorious Marcy housing projects, Nicki was born in Trinidad but grew up in the Bronx and South Jamaica, Queens. Jay rose to power in the late 90s and early 2000s as not only a critically acclaimed, commercially successful rapper, but also an extremely enterprising businessman. He founded his own record label, Roc-A-Fella Records, and rapidly expanded his portfolio to include his very own movie studio and clothing brand while also making crucial partnerships with bigger corporations. Nicki, on the other hand, came up under the mentorship of Lil Wayne and his record label Young Money. After being signed by Wayne in 2008, Nicki Minaj became a rising star in the industry, and it turns out that Jay-Z had an active hand in boosting her career. After hearing a rough version of Robin Thicke's single Shaking It for Daddy, bro, I can't stand that. I'm sorry. All right, I'm an adult. Okay. Can do this. After hearing a rough version of Robin Thicke's single Shaking It for Daddy, Jay recommended he put Nicki on the song. Not only did Robin take Jay's advice, but he also brought Nicki on TV to perform the song with him. In fact, Nicki talked about how much Jay's cosign meant to her. Quote, Jay-Z is a person in hip-hop that you almost don't think he exists until you meet him. It's almost like he's bigger than a person. He's a mythical figure. That's a great way to describe it. I was like, Jay-Z know me? It was like getting that stamp of approval from the most popular jock in high school and being a freshman in high school and thinking no one knows you exist. Nicki would go on to collaborate with Jay-Z on the Kanye West song Monster, where her show-stopping feature verse was ranked by Complex Magazine as the best rap verse in a five-year period. Jay-Z even brought her out to perform Monster at Yankee Stadium, making Nicki Minaj the first female rapper to ever hit the stage there. Nicki continued to skyrocket through the industry, becoming the top-selling female rapper in history. history. As Nicki grew in stature, she and Jay-Z began to link up and do even more lucrative business together. In 2015, Jay-Z launched his very own streaming platform called Tidal, a competitor to Spotify and Apple Music. Jay's pitch for Tidal is that it would be far more artist-friendly, paying a higher share of streaming revenue than its big-name competitors. In fact, to this day, Tidal pays out way more money per stream than any other DSP. But at the time, Jay-Z needed serious star power to compete with a major corporation like Spotify. And in order to do that, he called in a favor from Nicki Minaj. Nicki became the co-owner of Tidal. Under her deal with Jay-Z, she was given a 3% equity stake in the company along other big-name artists like Kanye West, Rihanna, and of course, Jay-Z's wife, Beyoncé. Nicki even premiered the much-anticipated music video for her Beyoncé collab Feeling Myself as a Tidal exclusive and performed alongside Beyoncé at a Tidal-sponsored charity event in Brooklyn. The synergy behind the Queen of Rap and the Queen Bee.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Teaming up to promote Tidal was a huge look, and Jay-Z clearly orchestrated the entire thing. To outsiders, it seemed like Jay and Nicki had forged a mutually beneficial partnership.
Wayne is his own person. He's a businessman, and whatever decision Wayne makes, I would never in my life speak against it publicly.
But nearly 10 years later, Nicki revealed that she was sick of Jay-Z and exposed him for disrespecting her mentor, Lil Wayne. In September of 2024, Kendrick Lamar was announced as the headliner for the Super Bowl halftime show. What made this especially controversial was that the Super Bowl was scheduled to take place in New Orleans, Lil Wayne's hometown. Wayne had campaigned hard for the Super Bowl and publicly admitted that he really wanted the gig. In Wayne's eyes, headlining the Super Bowl in his city would be the ultimate achievement. But when Kendrick was announced as a headliner instead, it not only emotionally devastated Wayne, it divided the entire rap game against Jay-Z. Jay-Z has become famously hands-on when it comes to picking who plays the Super Bowl. His company, Roc Nation, is an official partner of the NFL. Industry insiders say that Jay is the person who makes the ultimate selection of who headlines the halftime show. He's been instrumental in getting A-list stars like Rihanna, Usher, Dr. Dre, and yes, Kendrick, to agree to play the Super Bowl. But Jay's highly public Lil Wayne snub set Nicki Minaj off. She responded to the news by attacking Jay on social media, arguing that Jay's own personal animosity towards Wayne was destroying the culture. Quote, denying a young black man what he rightfully put into this game for no other reason but your ego, your hatred for Birdman, Drake, and Nicki got you punishing Lil Wayne? Lil Wayne? The GOAT? No loyalty. Them niggas will keep sunning you. To be fair, Lil Wayne is middle-aged. Like, he is 42. Calling him young, not really accurate, but you know, whatever. Nicki even took it further than that, though. She brought up Jay-Z's alleged betrayal of Colin Kaepernick, the former quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. Kap drew attention in 2016 for kneeling during the national anthem in order to protest police brutality, leading him to essentially being blacklisted from the NFL. While Jay's publicity showed support for Kap, a ton of activists see this new partnership with the NFL as a knife-in-the-back moment. Critics say that Jay supported Kap in order to look woke, but snaked him when he saw a financial opportunity. And Nicki clearly agrees. Quote, one nigga took a knee, the other nigga took a bag. He gonna get you in line every fucking time. Nicki is essentially accusing Jay-Z of putting money over morals, and this has been a criticism of Jay his entire career. While Jay has often used his music to speak on social issues, his critics have also pointed out that he's one of the most cutthroat businessmen in the rap game, and that his ultimate goal is more and more wealth. And keeping it real, Jay's been more successful than any other artist in the industry. Not only was he the first billionaire rapper, but with a net worth topping over $2.5 billion, he's also the wealthiest music artist in the world. Nicki referenced her issues with Jay yet again when she tweeted lyrics from her 2014 song All Things Go. Quote, let me make this clear, I'm not difficult, I'm just about my business. I'm not into fake industry parties and fake agendas. Nicki wants the world to know that Jay getting Kendrick to perform at the Super Bowl was way more complicated than people might realize. She thinks that this is a personal attack against not only Lil Wayne, but also herself and Drake, and that's the kind of fake agenda that she's bringing up. Nicki tripled down on her Jay-Z hate 2008 when she hopped on the remix for Lil Wayne's song Banned from NOLA. Quote, NFL, fire some n****s and then call us. And when Kendrick's halftime show performance broke records to become the most watched Super Bowl set in history, Nicki still believes that this whole thing was about Jay-Z getting revenge.
Bitch, you're crazy.
But Nicki also accused Jay-Z of cheating her out of millions of dollars.
Nicki Minaj is claiming that Jay-Z owes her $100 to $200 million so far.
This goes way back to her deal with Tidal. When Nicki was gifted that 3% stake in the company, Jay-Z eventually sold Tidal back to Jack Dorsey, aka the guy who originally started Twitter. That sale reportedly netted $302 million, and Nicki claims that Jay never paid out her share. On July 9th, Nicki tweeted, quote, we've calculated $100 to $200 million so far. Jay-Z called me to settle this karmic debt. It's only collecting more interest. You still in my top five, though. Let's get it, nigga. Nicki then took a jab at Jay-Z's long-standing nickname Hov, which is short for Jehovah, which is a Hebrew term for God. Quote, and anyone still calling him Hov will answer to God for blasphemy. While Nicki's math might be a little off, 3% of 300 million isn't quite 200 mil, unfortunately. Her accusations that Jay-Z slighted her still speaks volumes about how he allegedly does business. If Jay-Z used Nicki to promote Tidal and then failed to pay up when he bailed out of the company, it means that he's being deliberately shady. Nicki also argued that she used the cash Jay-Z allegedly owes her for a good cause. More specifically, she wanted to use that overdue 200 million to help out her diehard fan base.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The barbs. Quote, I'm gonna use some of the money Jay-Z owed me to send some of my barbs to college, pay for their school fees and student loans via my Student of the Game charity. But Nicki didn't stop there. She also had all the smoke for Jay-Z's entertainment company, Roc Nation. Nicki alleged that Roc Nation was actively trying to interfere with her marriage to her childhood friend, convicted sex offender Kenneth Perry. Quote, trying to tear a husband away from his wife and family with lies and friends in high places. Yuck, no more distractions. This is a reference to Roc Nation's relationship with Nicki's top op, Megan Thee Stallion. In 2024, Megan put out the diss song Hiss, where she referenced Perry having to register as a sex offender under a federal initiative called Megan's Law. These hoes don't be mad at Megan, these hoes be mad at Megan's Law. Nicki believes that Jay-Z orchestrated the diss against not only her, but her husband, and that it's all part of a grand scheme to destroy her family. Now, she jumping to crazy conclusions. God damn, bro. She even claimed that Roc Nation was actively trying to manipulate her social media presence and that they had complete, unrestricted access to all of her social media accounts. Nicki also responded to news that a federal judge shot down Roc Nation's attempt to get a lawsuit thrown out. Megan Thee Stallion was recently sued by a cameraman who alleged that Meg forced him to watch a freak-off between her and another woman. Is that just the term now? It's just a freak-off? Like, for... That's just a thing. Alright, that's gonna be a thing. While Roc Nation has tried to get the court system to dismiss the lawsuit, it appears that the case is still moving forward, putting Meg's career in serious jeopardy. Nicki posted a screenshot of the news story, writing, what's the name of that law again? Karma's law? Touch not my anointed law? Vengeance is the Lord's law? We give God the glory and he's only just begun. Nicki is clearly on a warpath, and she's not stopping until Jay-Z and everyone close to him are completely annihilated.
Those people came together to try to end me.
But some of Nicki's most devastating attacks were aimed at Jay-Z's longtime business associate, Roc Nation CEO Desiree Perez. Desiree has been a vital part of Jay-Z's inner circle for years. Not only has she known Jay since the very beginning of his career, but she's also been a key asset to Roc Nation partnering with the NFL. As the CEO of Roc Nation, she's the, quote, guiding force behind the company and one of Jay's most loyal, important, and trusted lieutenants. But there's also a much darker side to her story. story. On July 6th, Nicki put Perez in her crosshairs, threatening to topple the entire power structure of Jay-Z's empire. Nicki shared a video on social media that alleged that Perez physically abused her own daughter, writing the caption, "Oh no, what's going on?" Nicki also resurfaced a deeply troubling lawsuit that was filed by Desiree's daughter, Demori Hadley. In the lawsuit, Hadley claims that her mother, Desiree, forced her into a mental institution for 2 weeks for no legitimate reason. She also claims that Desiree used money, power, and influence to tear apart Hadley from her husband, Javon Hadley. On top of that, she even claims that her mom was behind an entire conspiracy to falsely accuse Javon of domestic violence. More than anything else, Desiree Perez is accused of using her vast resources to turn the legal system against her own daughter. Nicki also brought up Desiree's alleged ties to President Donald Trump. In 2021, Trump pardoned Desiree and her husband, Juan Perez, both of whom were previously convicted on conspiracy to distribute narcotics charges. Trump be pardoning everyone, that's crazy. For reference, Juan Perez is also an essential part of Roc Nation's hierarchy and is the chief of the company's sports division. Insiders speculated that this pardon could mean that Jay-Z has close ties with President Trump's inner circle, and Nicki used this rumor as ammo against him. She even called Desiree Perez Deserat to make a point implying that Jay-Z's handpicked CEO was actually a snitch. Quote, "Remember, let's see if they have any thoughts in that Deserat pardon. Let's see if they have any thoughts on brother billionaire never campaigning for Kamala even after Obama pleaded with the brothers." Once again, Nicki is saying that Jay isn't the person that he claims to be. While Jay's gotten a lot of credit for being a social activist and philanthropist, Nicki is doubling down and calling bullshit, claiming that he isn't nearly as woke as he pretends to be. Isn't this the brother, the one brother who probably could have gotten the job done for y'all? Well, if the top brother in charge can leave y'all hanging without repercussions, then may everyone else leave you hanging as well. Hang like my cousin's friend's balls. That's a crazy sentence. So while Jay-Z has long-standing ties to the Democratic Party, Nicki is accusing him of playing both sides. In fact, Nicki alleges that Jay deliberately avoided getting involved in the—
Want to try a free sample?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill
insulin
cravings.
Sensitivity.
One
Stop it. Stop it. They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Signos.
2024 election because he might have wanted Trump to become president once again. And when you look at the evidence, she kind of has a point.
Do you believe wholeheartedly that Jay's your father?
I really do. And if it's not, why can't prove me wrong?
But Nicki wasn't done yet, because she also backed up those rumors that Jay-Z actually has a secret child. For years, Jay-Z's been locked up in a paternity dispute with a man named Ramir Satterthwaite. Ramir's claimed for years that Jay-Z is actually his biological father, while Jay has completely denied Ramir's claims. Jay's lawyers have described Ramir's attempts to force Jay-Z to take a paternity test as a decades-long harassment campaign. Meanwhile, Ramir's latest lawsuit filed on May of 2025 alleges that Jay-Z committed fraud, manipulation of the legal system, and intimidation to stop this paternity case from moving forward. He even claims that Jay used his celebrity status to silence him. But there's at least one celebrity who's on Ramir's side. Nicki shared a news article about Ramir's paternity lawsuit, writing, "Oh, is this why he was trending the other day? I don't know. Hope all is well. To God be the glory." Nicki throwing her support behind Ramir could be a really big deal. Ramir has claimed for years that his mother, the late Wanda Satterthwaite, had a relationship with Hove in the 1990s. But many reporters and journalists have failed to take a closer look at Ramir's story. Ramir alleged that the legal battle with Jay has cost him dearly, and even claims he was targeted in a car shooting that was an attempt to silence him. While the lawsuit against Jay is still ongoing, Nicki is clearly digging for dirt and will stop at absolutely nothing to expose him. Nicki's vendetta against Roc Nation is definitely turning up the heat against Jay-Z at a time where his rule over the rap game has become especially delicate. With increased scrutiny over Jay's close ties with Diddy, it's safe to say that one wrong move could send his billion-dollar reign into ruin. The fact that Nicki is so committed to going after Jay has gotta have him sweating a little bit. The question is, will Nicki be the one to finally dethrone Sean Carter, or will she be silenced for going after one of the most powerful men in the music industry? The story's still developing, and with Nicki going for the jugular, it's safe to say that things are only gonna get messier from here on out. Stay locked in, more rap lore on the way.